Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Upheaval: Higher Education Past, Present, and Uncertain Future is a nonfiction analysis of structural change in American higher education by Arthur Levine and Scott J. Van Pelt, published by Johns Hopkins University Press. The book examines why colleges and universities face a transformation comparable to the shift that followed the Industrial Revolution. Its purpose is not to predict a single institutional model, but to identify the forces reshaping the sector and the likely direction of change. Levine and Van Pelt combine historical comparison, trend analysis, and lessons from digitally disrupted knowledge industries such as newspapers, music, and film. The result is a broad diagnosis of a system moving from an institution-centered, credit-based, campus-oriented model toward one shaped more directly by learners, employers, technology, and alternative credentials. The book is especially concerned with how higher education can remain relevant in a global digital knowledge economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Industrial Revolution as a framework for understanding present disruption. A central strength of The Great Upheaval is its use of the Industrial Revolution as a historical comparison rather than as a loose metaphor. Levine and Van Pelt argue that American higher education has already experienced one major systemic redesign. Classical colleges, originally organized around a narrow curriculum and a limited student population, were reshaped as the United States developed an industrial economy. That earlier transformation produced research universities, technical institutes, graduate schools, community colleges, and more specialized institutions. The authors use this history to show that higher education is not a fixed institution, but an adaptive social system. When the economy, labor market, demographics, and technology change together, the educational forms that served a prior age become less adequate. This framework matters because it prevents the current crisis from being reduced to short-term enrollment pressure or pandemic disruption. The book presents the present moment as part of a deeper transition from a national, analog, industrial economy to a global, digital, knowledge economy by grounding future-oriented claims in historical precedent. The authors make institutional change appear less like optional reform and more like a recurring response to large-scale social and economic reorganization. Secondly, the backward, forward, and sideways method of forecasting higher education. Levine and Van Pelt structure their analysis around a distinctive three-part method. Looking backward, they examine how higher education changed during earlier periods of national transformation. Looking forward, they consider trends in demographics, economics, and technology that are already visible and likely to affect future demand. Looking sideways, they study other knowledge industries that encountered digital disruption before higher education did. This method is useful because it avoids relying on a single source of evidence. Historical analogy alone can overstate continuity, while trend projection alone can miss institutional inertia. Comparisons with newspapers, movies, and music add another layer by showing how digital distribution changes consumer expectations, pricing, access, and control over content. In those industries, traditional gatekeepers lost some power as users gain more choice and alternative providers gain legitimacy. The authors do not claim that colleges are identical to media companies, but they use these cases to identify patterns that could plausibly appear in education. The approach gives the book a broader analytical base than many higher education reform texts, which often focus mainly on campus governance, public funding, or technology adoption in isolation. Thirdly, a shift from teaching, credits, and institutions to learning, competencies, and students. One of the book's most important arguments is that the organizing unit of higher education is likely to move away from the institution and toward the learner. In the traditional model, colleges define programs, set academic calendars, organize courses, award credits, and certify completion to degrees. Levine and Van Pelt suggest that this arrangement will weaken as students seek education that is more flexible, faster, and more directly connected to their goals. The book emphasizes a shift from teaching to learning, meaning that institutional activity matters less than demonstrable student mastery. In this logic, competencies become more important than seat time, and outcomes become more fixed, while time and process become more variable. This is a significant conceptual change. Credits measure participation in a course structure. Competencies attempt to describe what a learner can actually do or understand. The shift also changes accountability. Institutions can no longer rely only on reputation, tradition, or the completion of a standard curriculum. They must make learning visible, accessible, and meaningful outside the campus. The argument does not dismiss the value of liberal education, but it implies that even broad intellectual formation will need clearer evidence of value in a more consumer-driven environment. Fourthly, unbundled digital education and the rise of alternative providers, The Great Upheaval argues that higher education will become more digital and more unbundled. In the established model, colleges typically combine instruction, curriculum design, assessment, credentialing, student services, social experience, and reputation within one institutional package. Digital platforms and new providers make it possible to separate these functions. Learners may acquire content from one source, practice skills through another, receive assessment elsewhere, and combine credentials across multiple providers. This does not mean that campuses disappear, but it does mean that colleges lose their historic position as the sole or dominant source of post-secondary learning. Employers, technology companies, cultural organizations, online education firms, and professional bodies may all offer learning experiences with market value. The authors connect this development to changes in other digital knowledge industries, where distribution, packaging, and consumer choice were transformed. The practical implication is that colleges must decide which functions they perform distinctively and which can be partnered, outsourced, or redesigned. Unbundling also puts pressure on cost. When learners can compare price, convenience, and outcomes across providers, traditional institutions must justify why a bundled degree remains worth the time and expense. Lastly, COVID-19 as an accelerator rather than the cause of higher education change, the book treats the COVID-19 pandemic as an accelerant of changes that were already underway. Emergency remote instruction made digital delivery unavoidable, but Levine and Van Pelt see the deeper issue as the rapid exposure of assumptions about campus-centered education, student needs, and institutional flexibility. The pandemic intensified financial strain, normalized online learning for many users, and made visible the demand for shorter forms of education tied to upskilling and reskilling. It also highlighted the growing importance of non-traditional students who may not be seeking a conventional residential degree. This interpretation is important because it challenges the idea that institutions can simply return to a pre-pandemic norm. If COVID-19 merely interrupted higher education, recovery would mean restoration. If it accelerated structural change, then restoration may leave institutions less prepared for the future. The authors therefore place pressure on college leaders to move beyond temporary fixes. They must examine delivery models, credentials, employer relationships, measures of student learning, and assumptions about who higher education serves. The book is more diagnostic than operational, but its diagnosis clarifies why incremental adjustment may be insufficient. In conclusion, The Great Upheaval is most useful for college presidents, trustees, provosts, faculty leaders, policymakers, foundation staff, and researchers concerned with the future of post-secondary education. It also has value for readers outside higher education who want to understand why debates about tuition, online learning, credentials, and workforce preparation are connected rather than separate issues. Its practical benefit lies in helping leaders frame decisions at the level of systems and assumptions, instead of asking only how to improve existing programs. The book asks what kinds of institutions, credentials, learning measures, and partnerships will make sense in a digital knowledge economy. Its intellectual benefit is the breadth of its comparative method. Many books on higher education reform focus narrowly on technology, public funding, admissions, or institutional leadership. Levine and Van Pelt stand out by linking historical transformation, trend analysis, and lessons from disrupted knowledge industries. The result is less a campus management manual than a strategic map of pressures reshaping the sector. Readers seeking detailed implementation steps may find the book broad, but those trying to understand the scale and direction of change will find a clear and disciplined synthesis. Its distinctive contribution is showing that higher education disruption is not only technological or financial. It is a reordering of who controls learning, how value is certified, and which institutions remain central. If you would like to support Arthur Levine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.